This show is about technology. What are you doing, Brad?
I am writing an email to Carousel Radio to say it's time for the show.
This is Carousel Radio and the show is about technology. Welcome along to the show. Carousel Radio. This is a late Johnny Schachter story, and it's called Luck and Chance.
Hi, my name is Johnny Schachter. Some of my stories are set in the Grey Sir, which is a day centre I go to on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Luck and Chance by Johnny Schachter. 18. David just won £8,000 in the lottery. He was smiling and beaming. He shouted out, "Oh boy! I'm so happy.
Oh boy, I'm so happy.
I will buy a boxing ring and lots of boxing gloves. I am going to beat up Johnny Schachter in the grudge match. I'm so happy. I get to beat up that schnook." So he bought a boxing ring and it was installed in the Purple Playhouse at the Grays Hair Day Center. And there was a press conference. He announced, "I have made a decision. On December 20th, 2016, I will chance Johnny Schachter to a boxing grudge match. I won money in a lottery, and with the money I will install a boxing ring at the Grey Sale." Then it was announced that each fighter would get £600,000.
Each fighter will get £600,000.
Now it is the big day. The referee for the fight is Bruce.
Okay, fellas, let's have a good clean fight.
And the bell has sounded. Oh, a bad luck. Johnny breathed on David. David fainted and is out cold. Bruce countered, but David was out cold. There is a riot because everyone wanted their money back. The fight landed for less than one round. The crowd started to enter the ring. Bruce, Johnny, and David got trampled, so they were sent to hospital. Police were brought in.
All right, get out of the ring. This is the police. This is everybody. Get out of the ring before you're all going to just go home.
And everybody had to go home. Poor David. The New York State Athletic Commission did an investigation. Johnny Schachter was stripped of his title and boxing license for refusing to use mouthwash and toothpaste. Oh, there was some good luck. David got compensation and Johnny had to give him £200,000. Bruce got £100,000 compensation from the New York State Athletic Boxing Commission.
Oh yeah, good on you, mate. That's ripper.
Bruce invested £10,000 of the money in mouthwash and toothpaste and hoped that Johnny Schachter's mouth could be decontaminated.
Here you go, Johnny. Have a go on that, mate.
Bruce and David were very happy with the money they got and treated Johnny to a large card and chips and mushy peas at Bankers. They shook hands and decided Johnny could be forgiven since now he had more than enough mouthwash. The end.
Fib or fact?
Truths and lies.
Spot the lies.
Listen to the amazing facts.
Thanks very much to the Carousel House Band for the new theme. Welcome to another Fib or Fact. We have two contestants who have 30 seconds to answer three questions. They must decide whether my statements are fibs or facts. Our contestants are Fran and Davit. Are you both ready?
I'm going to win.
I'm going to win.
See where the battle commences.
Right. David, we'll start with you. So start the clock, please. You can charge your phone with a lemon. A fact or a fib?
Fact.
It's a fact. A dozen lemons will provide a week 5 volts of charge for your smartphone. The only product Nintendo made in the beginning was playing cards. A fact or a fib?
Fib.
No, it's a fact. Nintendo was founded in 1889, and for 67 years, the only product Nintendo made were playing cards. Number three, that technology companies test their products in New Zealand. Is that a fact or a fib?
A fact.
Yes, it is. It's the fact. The reason for this is because the country is diverse, its residents speak English, and if a product is a flop, news doesn't spread as fast because it's relatively isolated. David, you got two answers correct. And Fran, you're next. And start the clock, please. You can charge an iPhone in 20 seconds using a microwave oven.
It's a fib.
That is a fib. This is a Japanese internet myth. Robot comes from the Czech word robota, which means hardware. Is that a fact or a fib?
I think it's a fact.
Yes, yeah. It's a fact. It comes from a play called Universal Robots that was written in 1920 by Carol Chapak. Number three, you shouldn't use a mobile phone in a lightning storm as it attracts lightning. A fib or a fact?
It's a fib.
It's a fib, yeah. The only danger of using a mobile phone in a storm is it might get wet and stop working. And Fran, you got 3 points correct.
Yay, I win.
So you are the winner. Did you see the answers, Fran, by any chance?
Oh, yes, I did. Oh. I wanted to win against Stavert.
That's terrible.
So, Deva, as you're the loser, your forfeit is to go into a random telephone cam and not answer telephone calls for about 2 or 3 years.
Oh, no, not the telephone ringing. I can't stand it anymore. I'm fed up with it.
Sorry, I'm not having calls right now. I'll have to call back later.
Don't answer that phone. That's getting boring.
Join us next time for another Fib or Fact. Thanks very much.
Fib or Fact.
Truths and lies.
Spot the lies.
Listen to the amazing facts.
This is how I use technology. I use my iPad for searching. I watch television on the iPlayer. I watch a quiz show called The Chase on television. I write emails and use Facebook. For the PlayStation, I play Crash Bandicoot and Rugrats. I use my mobile for ringing family staff. I use it to make arrangements and to let people know where I am. Before this technology, I was outside playing.
I use technology. Call my mum and dad with my mobile phone. It's a smartwatch. I bought it in the garage, and you can do calls, text messages, and all sorts of things on it. The alarm has waked me up in the morning from my smartwatch. So I connect it to my speaker, listen to rock music. I got a CD decks, home decks. I play CDs, and I go down to different parties as well. I take them to parties to play them, like birthday parties. I play like all sorts. I got a PlayStation. I play the racing car games and I play Formula One all the way around the track. Yeah, logo name is very, very difficult. Sometimes I'll get staff to help me to do it as well. Before I had the technology, I spent my time doing some gardening.
So this is how I use technology. I use a Bluetooth speaker for my hi-fi system to listen to radio. So that's iPod, the tablet, maybe all that stuff. A waterproof duct radio for shower. I use an electric toothbrush that makes a noise after 2 minutes. So it would just and then that would finish after that. Mobile phone, use mix and match app to identify songs. So this is an app on my phone that I receive, so I can put it up to a music thing and it will track the lyrics to it. Listen to music on Wi-Fi at home or on holiday. Spotify Premium for unlimited time. You can listen to any song you like over and over again. In the car, I can actually listen to one of my downloaded playlists. And when there's internet, there's one I have a daily mix. It will suggest me songs I can listen to or get rid of. And if there's songs I love, then I can just press the love button and it'll come back. And if there's songs I don't want, I just ban it and it's gone forever. I can only ban There's Enough of George Harrison or whatever artist is there. I have my own computer on which I use Spotify and play The Simpsons Hit and Run. It's a really good fun game. In the morning, I turn on the radio to listen to Frank or Friend Mother Magic. Now, she starts at 6 in the morning. It eases you into your morning to get you started and gets you ready for Team Dominica, which is the next link. So at Team Dominica, we use iPads for work, for research, and we use apps like GarageBand. We update our status on Twitter and Facebook and use them for developing our skills. In the olden times, I used to have tapes when I was about 2 or 3 years old. It's really in my old cassette recorder. Me playing with the record button. On one of the tapes, there's a recording of Ronnie at her birthday party. I still have them, even though they're in my drawer at the moment, after all these years.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Curing Perfect is an online graphic novel by Carousel and University of Birmingham. It's about a world where everybody needs to be perfect, but some people don't agree with this. We interviewed the Curing Perfect team in the previous show. Since then, the website has had a major update with new chapters, and here are some sounds from the latest version of Curing Perfect.
Hi there, welcome to Apparelcon City. Are you going to stay here long? Okie dokie, here, take this map. I wouldn't want you to get yourself lost now. Why don't you check out the local cinema? I've been told that the film's there is perfect.
Welcome to the cinema.
As you leave, a strange usher hands you a note. You begin to read it.
We know a secret. We believe you should know it too. We hope to meet you soon. Until then, live to be imperfect.
Visit curingperfect.com to take part.
Welcome to Sound Lab, where we experiment with sound.
Heart and Soul are an organisation who work with people with a learning disability in London. One of their projects is a digital music making project called Sound Lab. It is a chance to explore ways of using technology to encourage people with learning disabilities to create sound and music. Sound Lab has been used at Heart and Soul's The Beautiful Octopus Club and gives audiences a chance to take part in a live music jams using iPads, apps, software and other technology. Let's listen to what it sounds like.
Welcome to Sound Lab, where we experiment with sound.
Doing music,
making sound,
high pitched noises.
Doing music,
making sound,
high pitched noises.
You got the love,
sound.
You got the love,
land.
You got the love,
sound.
Making sound, making sound.
Deep sound, pulse noises.
Doing amazing things.
Trying new things is really good fun.
Sound Lab's having fun.
Playing music is very good.
Feel happy.
Just have fun.
What am I doing? Well, I'm doing sound.
Sound Lab!
Sounds like an angry bee.
It gives me the opportunity to make new friends and work with different pieces of equipment I haven't worked with before.
Good, I'm around familiar people. I can overcome the nerves. Learn as I go along. Sound Lab is safe.
Sound Lab.
That sounded a bit crazy in the bit, sort of. That was the sound of Sound Lab. Visit the Heart and Soul Sound Lab website at www.heartandsoul.co.uk to find out more.
Oscar Bright is a film festival run by Carousel that has always used technology. I visited the last Oscar Bright festival to try out virtual reality. Anybody who goes to Oscar Bright festival can go on virtual reality. I went on it and it was really, really good fun.
I am Simon from Junk TV. I've been working on the Oscar Bright festival from the beginning. It was a festival that was set up by myself and Mark from Carousel 13 years ago, I think it was, or something like that. And so I've been here, I've been doing all the technical things on the festival, making all the screenings, playing the films from the control booth, and also I've been here with some virtual reality headsets showing people how to use virtual reality, and also showing work made by some people from Carousel. One of them, for example, is Terry Watson, who's made a kind of a computer game that you can experience through Oculus Rift. So that's what these people are doing here now. They're wearing the Oculus Rift virtual reality headset, and one of them is trying out Terry's work that he's made, which is really super cool.
I'm gonna have a go at these goggles.
Right, come over. What I'm gonna get you to do is, if I can get you to sit in that seat there, and I'm gonna put these over, but keep your eyes closed until I tell you, okay? Okay, open your eyes.
Well, I can see a spaceship and lots of goggles. And loads of fireworks.
So have a good look around you.
Well, I can see grass. Well, must have been an imaginary world.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, I haven't.
What about when you go to sleep and you're dreaming? Is it like this?
Yes, sometimes. Well, I can see a big mountain with butterflies.
So what's happening in the world as you're looking around?
Well, it looks like I'm in the jungle.
That's virtual reality.
How cool. Can I take these off?
Yeah,
first?
Take them off, yeah.
It felt really good. Thank you, Simon.
Pleasure.
The next Oscar Bright Film Festival will be in November 2017 on the 15th of November at the Old Market in Hove. Check the Carousel website for more details.
www.carousel.org.uk.
Who are you?
Hello, Davit. I'm Sam Duke, and I am the band producer for Carousel. And I work with lots of the music projects within Carousel.
What is Figure Notes?
Figure Notes is an amazing idea that's come across from Finland. It was developed in Finland as an alternative to traditional music notation. The key idea behind Figure Notes is that we use shapes and colours rather than note names and those lines you get when you have written music. So the idea is that colours and shapes are quicker and easier for everyone to recognise as a language for describing music on paper. The sequence of colours in Figure Notes is red, brown, grey, blue, black, yellow, green, and then the sequence starts again. Red, brown, grey, etc, etc. So red is always the C note, and brown is always the D note. So you can see the colour and recognise what note it is. We get stickers that we can put on our instruments. So on my guitar, I have stickers going all the way up the wooden fretboard. It simplifies learning how to play in a group. It simplifies how to play an instrument for the first time. And I think it's rather wonderful. I've really taken to it. I really like it. There was a period of time where the Carousel Singers also worked with the Carousel Singers Band, and we were given the opportunity to work as a big group to try and create pieces of music together. So Figure Notes was suggested as a really interesting way to help everyone communicate to be able to write these pieces of music. We worked for a year with the choir developing and starting to understand how to use this system of using colours called figure notes. And we had quite a lot of success in writing pieces of music with the choir. We explored the colours by doing interesting activities like drawings using the colours, making improvisations on pieces of paper with certain colours and then trying to play those improvisations, and all kinds of ways of combining the visual aspect of the colours with the music. And now we're looking to further develop using figure notes in a different setting. So, for example, we were asked by the radio team to make some jingles and theme tunes. So because we'd heard about Fact or Fib, which was the quiz that you have on the radio show, is that right?
I wish I do, yeah.
Yeah, so we heard about that, and we were told that you needed a little piece of music that could also serve as the background music while the person is trying to answer the question. Is that right? We were told, can you make a piece of music that's about 30 seconds long?
And you managed to achieve that.
So what we did is we had a little think about it first, and we thought, oh, well, this sounds a bit like we could use the TV show Countdown as a bit of an inspiration.
Oh,
because
what
we did is we thought, well, we'll use that as a successful piece of music that everyone knows and think about what's so good about it. So we analysed it and we thought, what's good about that piece of music? It's got that feeling of tension, isn't it? You've got 30 seconds and the time is passing and you've got to answer your question in time. So we wanted to have that flavour in our theme tune. And also we wanted to have that sensation, you know, at the very final few seconds, you were running out of the precious last few seconds. And also the sensation of a clock we took from that idea as well.
And I don't mean to put a joke on the sound, but Channel 4 didn't hear about this.
Well, you know, we might have to face up to that at some point. But I think it was just using it as inspiration. We didn't take any of the tune from it. We just used the idea as inspiration. And then we used figure notes to explore how could we make this tune. So we used coloured pieces of paper. We placed them on the floor. We experimented with playing the sound of red next to the sound of blue, for example, and then we thought, did that work? And then we tried other colours, and we have lots of little games that we can play with figure notes in that way to explore coming up with tunes. And we eventually came up with the tune, which ended up being the theme tune, which I believe you've got on the show now. Recent times, around the festive period, we made a song with Daniel Wakeford. It was a collaboration with the Carousel House Band and Daniel Wakeford, and we made When the Stars of Christmas, and we used figure notes in that process.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
When it's about to begin, everybody can only practice. Let's have fun for the Christmas time. This is a life began when the stars of Christmas. This is a perfect song for you. It's a real imagination. All this time.
Figure notes is a system that we can use alongside technology. So we put stickers on our instruments, like our synthesizers and things like that, and then we can then combine those with recording equipment, software, like you talked earlier about apps like GarageBand. They're really good because they're really helpful to make it possible for anyone, no matter what sort of ability they have physically, to play an instrument. There's other apps. There's a really good one called Thumb Jam. That's like a iPad app that has lots of different instrument sounds on. So we use that quite a lot. There's another app. You don't even have to touch the instrument. It can detect how close your hand is to the iPad, and then it changes the sound in that way. So I think technology is really being used quite a lot by music projects these days, because it means we can explore music in lots of new and exciting ways. So who knows what the future could be.
Thanks, Sam, for coming in. All right.
Oh, Ewan, it's been such a pleasure. Thanks for having me. And Davut, thanks for having me. It's wonderful. Thank you so much. It's an honour to be here.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
And now we're going to listen to Gus and Sarah from Creative Minds.
We're here to tell you about a national project called Creative Minds. Sarah, you were one of the people who started the project. So how did it start and what's it all about?
It started by a group of learning disabled artists and performers who were fed up, not being taken seriously. We were fed up with the way our work was being talked about. So we decided we had a group of us come together to organise our first ever Creative Minds conference with the lovely support of arts organisation Carousel, which was our first ever. It was exciting but new.
So the first conference was in Brighton at the Dome, and since then there have been two other Creative Minds conferences in Bristol and Ipswich, and now there's one being planned in Manchester on June the 15th. So who are these conferences for and who should come to them?
That's a good idea, Gus. Who is it for? Well, it's about learning disabled artists and performers, and they want to be taken seriously as a part of the wider arts in the UK. So we bring together learning disabled artists, performers and people who run the programme of theatre, exhibition, film screening, and people who fund the arts, and the critics who talk about it, write about it like a review about the arts.
So it's all about what Arts Council England call the creative case for diversity in the arts, and you want all these people to come and discuss the big issues, including people who programme the arts, who fund them, or talk about them, as well maybe as people who support learning disabled artists and performers to make great art now and in the future. So I guess that includes people from universities and the like, tutors and creative arts students. And of course, most importantly, people with learning disabilities who are involved in the arts.
Yes, we bring people together to talk about the issues, the big issues. What is the problem and how can we make it better? But we do so in ways that are fun, easy to do, or in other words, accessible. We want to have an honest challenge or provoking, that's what we call the creative mind, a debate like question time, and to change things. But we want people to have fun day.
So all of the conferences have sold out so far, and you've had that range of the people that you've spoken about, the people you really want to be part of this debate. So I'm looking forward to the next one, which as you say is going to take place in Manchester on June the 15th at Home, which is that brand new Centre for International Arts right in the heart of the city. People can find out more about the conference on the Creative Minds website, creativemindsproject.org.uk. And there's also an opportunity for the discussion to continue in the talking area on that website. Tickets for the Manchester conference are on sale now, and I'm told they're going well. And they're going to be on sale until the whole conference is sold out. But early bird tickets are only available until the end of March. So if you're interested in this challenging debate about what great artist and who can create it, then this is your conference, and I will get your tickets soon. So once again, the Creative Minds Conference is on June the 15th at Home in Manchester. And you can find out more about the event and how to book tickets on the website.
Creative Minds Project.
www.carouselradio.org.uk.
Carousel run a regular DJ course where people learn to make club music and visuals using the latest technology. Here are some recordings from previous years.
Hello!
Right, should we make a start then?
I am Chris Ryder and we are at the community base where I'll be tutoring the Can You DJ 2.
And my name is Fran Reynolds, I'm a tutor. Well, it's my second year and I really enjoy it.
We'll be going through a load of equipment and showing people how to be a DJ and how to make and customise music. By the end of this course, they could end up being DJs for the Blue Camel Club, or they could do much, much more.
I did this course 3 years ago, and it was really interesting. My DJ name is DJ Cranberry, and it's a really good name. Let's hear a little bit of one of my tracks now.
They've all had a chance of making and recording their own music. They've each made a track and they've each mixed a track with the other tutors and done a music track with two or three other people.
This is DJ Rock, shout out and listen.
I'm Dabber, we do a little bit different type of music, sounds and everything. I like the staff here as well, and I've done a piece of music making different type of sounds on the keyboard as well, and I learned a lot of things, practiced our own music and our own words, and we make songs and we sang the songs as well on the DJ course. This is DJ Rock, this is one of my tunes.
Hello, what's your name?
My name's Dom.
Emily.
So what have you guys enjoyed about the 10-week course?
It's been good learning it.
How about you, Emily? Have you enjoyed the course?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Okay, my name is DJ Jogom.
My name is DJ Skipper.
This is our track, Chocolate Cake. basically, Holden loves chocolate cake. When we first started coming to DJ, that's all we kept talking about was chocolate cake. So me and Emily came up idea, perhaps we could do a song about chocolate cake.
Well, to be honest, I love it.
Yeah, you love it.
How did you put the track together?
We thought of the jungle and Holden thought of the chocolate cake. And then we brought up all the animals, didn't we? And you brought the dolphin into it, didn't you?
Yeah.
So it was all mix and match.
Writing the song and the lyrics, I think it's a good idea, really.
I'm Dave Lavis, I'm a music facilitator at Carousel, and I've been facilitating the I Can DJ music making course here at Carousel. The I Can DJ course is for people who haven't had much of an opportunity up until that point to come and have a go at making some of their own music using music technologies such as synthesizers, laptops, software like Ableton, We've got live instruments like bass guitars, six-string guitars, effects units, all sorts of digital and real instruments. It's a 10-week course, so every Friday night they come here and we just give them a hand in making their own music. And on week 10, there's a performance. We've got VJ images as well, so they've been working on their DJ logos, and we've got images projected onto the screen of their DJ logos and things like that. And we've got lights. We try and make it as close to a sort of nightclub experience as possible. The tracks range from quite sort of like from more mellow electronica to sort of more driving club-based music. After this course is finished, there will be opportunities for the participants to take part in carousel events performing their songs. The good thing about using the sort of equipment that we use, for example, the digital music making equipment and the VJing software, is that because it's quite tactile, it's relatively easy for people to get to grips with. You're not just clicking a very small mouse button and moving a really fiddly mouse cursor along a screen. The participants can concentrate really on being tactile and getting their hands on the equipment and pressing buttons and fiddling knobs and pressing sliders and that sort of thing. And it's it makes it more immediate. I think people can hear what they're doing straight away. And then the good thing about digital technology is you can tidy things up as you go, and you can record a vocal, and if a person thinks that they could do a better job, you can record it as many times as you like until you get a perfect take. So the equipment offers a lot of opportunities for people who might otherwise find it difficult if it wasn't such a hands-on sort of setup.
I've been recording music quite a lot. It kind of like inspires me. Whatever's on my mind is taken away, and I'm in my zone, and my zone is making music, recording or mixing or making my own tunes. When I'm not at work, I spend say 2 to 4 hours in my bedroom recording stuff, and still on the hunt of finishing off my solo album.
Oh, there's the end. Right, we would like to say thank you for all your hard work over the 10 weeks.
We have a copy of the music you have created and a certificate for everyone.
This radio show is brought to you by Carousel, inspiring people with learning disabilities to achieve their artistic ambitions.
www.carousel.org.uk.
This is the end of the show. We'd like to say thank you to Gus, Sarah from Creative Minds, Sam Duke from Figure Notes, Johnny R. Main Reader from Grace Air, Heart and Soul from the Sound Lab. Our next show is Food and Drink.
I am a robot. Thank you for this role.